Time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. For the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry, and this forum will give you an opportunity to learn, ask questions, and hopefully stop dreaming, and instead begin the process of working as an actor and or model. Now, many people have mentioned to me how they were always interested in acting or modeling for themselves or their children, or they were told that they should be in magazine ads or on TV, but simply never pursued it. Perhaps they've mistakenly thought they were too old, not tall enough, they didn't live in a major market, or maybe they had no idea how to go about doing this. And what I found is that quite often, without the right information and guidance, people are simply too scared to pursue the industry. So by listening to this program, which will run every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from me and my guests the best way to get started and or get more work in the acting and modeling industry. With the 26-plus years I've been working as an actor and a commercial model, I'll share with you in an honest and practical way the best way to enter or advance a career on a part or full-time basis. And if you have any questions during the show, feel free to call me toll-free 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788, or by email at modeltalk@modelscouts.com. And if you have any problems reaching me during the show, you can always contact me through my website, howtomodel.com. So the first half of the show will be devoted to discussion about voiceover work, and then the second half of the show will be open discussion about anything in the acting and modeling industry. So feel free to call in or email your questions. My guest, and I am so excited, this is Melissa Liebart, who is a really well-respected and sought-after voiceover actor, performer, and coach. And her work has won her numerous awards, including an Emmy Award for narration of Discovery Series and Inside Look, and six prestigious peer awards for Best Female Narration. And actually, the list of things that she has worked on is just unbelievable. I'll just run through a few of them for you. National Geographic, Discovery, PBS, Smithsonian, Marriott, ARP, Lockheed Martin, Verizon Wireless, AOL, Washington Post, XM, Orbitz, political spots for Obama 08, Frank and Dean Warner, Udall Waltz. She's worked on projects for BBC America, HBO Asia, Discovery.com, the CIA, NASA, Missile Defense, DIA, and even Grand Theft Auto, Morrowind, The Elder Scrolls. So anyhow, this is just naming a few of the many, many, many projects that she's worked on. Melissa, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Hi, Aaron. It's such a pleasure to be with you here. Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, so I've got a lot of questions for you, and a lot of times, you know, people hear about voiceover work or narrations. Maybe you could just kind of start things off here and give us a general explanation of what exactly does voiceover work mean?
Okay, well, lots of people do ask that question. When they hear that word, they think they know what it means, or they're not exactly sure. So there are a couple different, the voiceover field is expanding all the time with technology as well. So let's start with commercials. And there are TV commercials or radio commercials, and I guess that's also expanding now into the internet. So the voiceover is basically the voice that we're hearing in that is telling us about the product. So radio and TV commercials are called spots. When people are talking about, oh, I had a, I did a spot, or I heard this spot, that's really what they're talking about, the commercial itself. There are also PSAs, which are public service announcements, and that might be to raise awareness for an issue. So a radio spot could be for something national, like a really well-known company, Verizon, let's say, something like that, and that could be a TV spot as well. Or it could be something really local, a local restaurant, or a shop of some kind. And that, that is usually where people start, at a much more local level. Beyond spots or commercials, there's narration. And narration is a very broad, market. That could be for something like you were just introducing shows for Discovery and that kind of thing. Or it could be more technical. You might have a how-to component on somebody's website, or a training film for a company. That type of thing is kind of covers the beginning part of that question, I think.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I know in the past the stereotype for narrators, it's always been, you know, men with deep booming voices, announcers. But it certainly seems like in today's world things have changed quite a bit.
That is absolutely true. And I would say that the biggest direction I see on auditions are a natural sound. We want somebody who sounds accessible. You should sound conversational. So I would say conversational, accessible, natural. Those are really popular terms in the direction that a lot of producers and directors want their narration to go. So instead of telling you, like in a godlike voice, the information, it's much more, I don't want to say just informal, but a little more accessible, more friendly. Here's some information I have, and I'd love to share that with you.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Please, go ahead.
So for somebody who is just getting started, and they, you know, either they've been told, you know, you have an interesting sounding voice, or it's nice to listen to, you sound very approachable and friendly. How does somebody actually get started in doing this work? And I know that you actually work as a demo producer, where you really help people put together these demos so that, you know, they can try to get work with them. So what would your suggestion be for someone to actually get started? How do you do that?
Well, I get calls every week by people who, you know, might say, oh, for years somebody's been, you know, people have been telling me I should do voiceover. And it's interesting because most of the time that people are telling them, they don't really understand what the business is. So an interesting voice is a good place to start, but it doesn't mean because you have an interesting voice you could actually do this. I would say that in the world of voiceover today, probably 90% of the successful voiceover, or maybe even more, are actors. And where celebrities never used to do voiceover because it was saying something demeaning about your career, while your movie career isn't going very well, your TV career isn't going well, you're doing voiceover. Now voiceover is a multi-million dollar job, and lots of celebrities are doing it. So to get started, I think, first of all, you could do something simple like start Googling and listen to different websites, go to different websites and get some ideas of what people are doing. And even more simple than that is start really listening. Let's just talk about commercials to begin with. Really listening to TV and radio commercials. Can you start to hear the difference between one that sounds really good and interesting, a story, I'm pulled in, and one that sounds really kind of canned and somebody's just reading? Mm-hmm. We don't really want to be read to. We want to have information shared, be invited, be entertained, and we need to be entertained by commercials too.
So once somebody spends some time, they're listening to commercials, and they start getting a pretty good sense of what they need to do, what exactly would they do next? Would the next step be, well, besides you know, taking your class or having you work with them. But along with that, would it be a matter of trying to get, you know, copy some of the words to some of these commercials or creating their own radio spots so that they can put something down to present to agents and other industry professionals?
Well, there's a yes and a no there. If you're just getting started, I would say patience is going to be the most important thing, because I think people, we all talk, and so, you know, I have a nice voice, and I know how to talk, and I know how to read, and I think I sound really great, so I'm going to be, that's going to be my new career. And I tell people, but you, if you were singing, would you just start singing songs and put them on a demo and expect to make an album? It really, you need patience. So the beginning of your question was just right in that, yes, start reading things out loud. You can record into your own computer pretty simply without making anything fancy. And start really being a good critic. You know, your friends and family will all say, oh, you sound fantastic, but maybe you need to get somebody a little more professional. Most cities, anyway, have, you know, somewhere from community college to professional coaches could be out there. And it's a little tricky being careful that the person that you're choosing really is good. And beyond just working on your voice, you want to be working on your acting skills. So getting involved in community theater as a first step is a good thing to do. And taking some acting and improv classes is also a good thing to do as you are patiently and slowly plotting your course for real success. And real success is going to take a little bit longer than something instant that might just, you know, maybe you'll get a job, but if you blow that first job, you won't get called back for a second job.
That's a great point. Hey, Melissa, we're going to have to take a little bit of a break here. We will be coming back in 2 minutes, and then I would love to be able to pick things up and start talking more about, you know, whether these are things you're born with, what specifically you can practice to try to create the right sound for you. We are talking with Melissa Liebart, an incredible voiceover talent, and we will be back in 2 minutes.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus. Welcome back to Model Talk Radio. If you have any questions, feel free to call in toll free 1-866-472-5788, or you can email your questions into modeltalk@modelscouts.com. And we are talking with Melissa Liebart about the voiceover world. And one of the things that I wanted to come back to, for people who are just getting started, they're in a local area, you would mention try to find perhaps either you know, some classes, maybe there are some industry professionals. And I guess like in any field, you've got to be very careful about who you find. Maybe because this is something that you do a lot for people. You do classes, you do individual counseling for putting together demos. Could you maybe give people some specific types of questions that they should be asking just to make sure that this is somebody who really knows what they're talking about, somebody who, you know, like I understand just because somebody might not be actively doing voiceover work now, but they still might have done a tremendous amount. They're still on top of things. So they still could be able, you know, to be very helpful to you. But what would you recommend people to ask industry professionals who are offering this kind of service for people?
Well, I think that in the entertainment industry, it's really easy for us to feel flattered very quickly by somebody saying, oh, you're wonderful, or you look great, or you have this talent, and all you have to do is lay down this amount of money, and I'll help you. So I would be very wary if that's the first thing that comes up. Also, if somebody's telling you that very quickly they can help you, we know that anything that is worth doing is worth doing well and is worth working at. So big upfront money, money before somebody will talk to you are things to be very careful of. I might want to ask who else they've trained and where those people are, and could you listen to demos that somebody has created for other people? And, is there anyone else? Do they have references? I would think all those points would be really important. Anything that is too good to be true. You come to my workshop, and by the end of the weekend, we'll have a demo for you. That's too good to be true. You might have a demo, but you probably won't be able to use it anywhere, and you might as well have just burned that money sometimes. I think you want to know what that person's background is. Did they actually do voiceover? Did they have a demo you could listen to? Did they have a website? Is it too slick? Is the person that you're talking to the person that you're going to be working with? Or do you talk to a front person who's the important person, and all of a sudden the actual person who's training you is not a very experienced person? It would be the same in this field as in many others. You really want to make sure that what you're paying for is what you're actually getting. And really being careful that you're not being just flattered. And I have to say that people have come to me after spending a lot of money being told that they had it. Oh my goodness, you've got some special talent. And then they forked over quite a lot of money, and very quickly somebody made a demo for them, and unfortunately it's not usable because it sounds awful, or it doesn't really showcase anything. The patience is just going to be the biggest word, I would say, and doing your homework in all the excitement that you might have, and I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but doing your homework is really smart. And you could live in a small town and still, look out there. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm working with a lovely young woman from New York, and we Skype. We can Skype some of her lessons. Now, that's just the coaching part of it. It's not the recording part of it. But that is an option for people who might live in an area where they don't have access to a major city, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Boston, etc.
When somebody is putting together a radio spot demo, uh-huh, or even for a narration, do you have any recommendations on how long these things should be?
Sure. Just go to my website and you'll have a selection of various demos that you could click on. It's melissavoice.com. Just for an idea, people want to have a sense of how broad you might be, how versatile you might be. Can you sound... Do you have just one sound, or can you sound serious, intimate, compassionate, strict, authoritative, kind? What's your range? And then it's not a whole bunch of 30-second spots strung together. Most commercial demos are under a minute and a half, and a lot of professional websites that might list commercial demos actually have them 60 seconds long. So it's a snippet of this commercial, a taste of that commercial. So maybe 8 seconds of this, 12 seconds of that, blending really beautifully into maybe 15 seconds of another piece. And totaling, you're looking at around a minute to a minute and a half. Okay. As a guideline for your first demo.
Actually, we just got an email question coming in wanting to know when your next workshop is taking place.
They love what
you're saying.
Yeah, my next full-day workshop is Saturday, May 21st, and it's in Bethesda, Maryland. And I take 8 people for each workshop, and we are at a fabulous studio in Bethesda called Absolute Pitch. It's a really fun day. Lots and lots of fun. The booth is there. It is held like real sessions. You'll learn all the various techniques. And I would never say that in one day you would learn how to become a voiceover actor, but it sure will give you a fantastic overview. And I have people traveling from New York. I've had people from Florida, Arizona, Chicago. It's always a lot of fun. So that's my next full day.
Good. Hey, now I know this is kind of a general type of question. I know it's going to be very hard to pinpoint as far as the cost of creating a demo.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could at least give people a ballpark figure, so they have some kind of clue as to what to expect, you know, to pay. Any thoughts about that?
It's a tough one because, you know, everyone is at a different level. So I've had really experienced actors who are very, very prepared, and they don't need as much prep time, so they're not working on the hourly one-on-one sessions. If you're just a beginner, this is an expensive career. Yes. We have a lot of technology that's made things simpler, and you can record things at home. That does not eliminate the need to work with a really good studio and a really good engineer. I would say you're going to be looking at a couple to several $1,000s. Now, I know that there are people who say, oh, they'll make your demo for $250, and you'll have a $250 demo. So you do get what you pay for. If you're going for quality and you're going for the real thing, it is an investment. And
right.
I know the first really serious demo that I did, I mean, I'd already been working and I was gathering things, but the really serious first demo that I did was 20 years ago, and I paid $1,500 for each part. So $1,500 for the narration, $1,500 for the commercial. So you put that into today's market, and it's expensive. However, I got so much work from that. I saved, I invested, I did my homework. I'd been practicing, I'd been working, and to me, that was worth going with the best person that I knew at the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a number of questions that are coming in. Let me try to at least get to one of them right now. Are there certain agents that that specialize in working with voiceover talent?
There are lots of agents. The agent is the big catch-22. There are places. Now, once again, because I've met so many people, and I want to caution people. Be very wary of places that tell you, you know, that you're going to pay money to be part of something. So be very careful about that. There are groups, and there are websites out there that'll say, oh, we're going to put you on our website and, you know, we'll make sure that you're heard, but you may be heard along with 10,000 other people, or they'll send you an audition along with 10,000 other people, or 1,000 or 100 other people that they're sending the audition to. So be careful about places where you're paying money first. Now, agents, you know, just as an example, New York agents, they want somebody who's already proven, and how do you get proven if you're new and you can't get out there? And there again, I'll use Washington, D.C. as an example. Networking, even if you're just beginning, can you join an ad club in your town? Is there a public speakers bureau? Are there places where people who might be in the radio industry, is there some kind of organization or club that they might have meetings a couple times a month and you could start networking and start meeting people? Finding a mentor is a great thing. Finding somebody who is willing to give you some of their time. Offer to take somebody out to lunch and ask questions.
Now, do you find that some of the commercial agents in towns that will work with and represent commercial models, actors, also will be able to help represent voiceover talent as well?
Yes, absolutely. And in a city like Washington, there are a number of different agencies that would be happy to know that an actor can do print work, can do on-camera work, and then, oh boy, also is working on their voice instruction and working toward building a demo. Yes.
And one last question that just came in from Frank in New Jersey, and we have to do this in about 25 seconds. He's got a pretty heavy New York accent. Is that something that he can work to try to get rid of? Or is that going to be a hindrance for him as far as getting voiceover work?
Well, working, if you're in New Jersey, you can go into New York, and there's a bunch of different speech coaches that would work with you. There again, you're going to have to look for the kind of scripts that would suit your accent. So it may be a little bit limited in a certain way, but you could become that guy and become... You know, if you're clever about how you market yourself, that accent may work for you.
Got it. Hey, well, listen, we've been talking with Melissa Liebhardt. Thank you so much. This has been incredible. And I'm sure that people have just learned a tremendous amount about a whole area of the industry that they really probably knew very, very little of. So anyhow, thank you again. We're going to be taking a break, and then lines will be open for any questions about the acting and modeling industry. This is Aaron Marcus, and looking forward to talking with you again in 2 minutes. Melissa, it was great. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, and welcome back to Model Talk Radio. If you have any questions at all, you can call me at, it's toll free, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Or you can email your questions to modeltalk@modelscouts.com. And that was a great segment with Melissa. We did have another question that just came in after we finished talking with Melissa. basically, the question was from Sean, and he wanted to know about, there are some websites out there that pay voiceover talent like $75 or $100 for voiceovers, which is much lower than the going rate. And essentially what he was asking is, you know, how do you go about getting people to pay normal rates, you know, for somebody who might not have a tremendous amount of experience, but is still really great? And, you know, I guess this is really more of a, almost like a philosophical kind of discussion that not only is true for voiceover work, but really all aspects of the industry. The same thing could be said for the commercial modeling industry. Well, you know, how do you get somebody to pay the normal rates to a commercial model when they just want to hire a family member, or they want to bring in somebody who works for the company so they can be seen in the ad? And essentially, there really isn't a whole lot that you can do. I mean, I think that ultimately what you need to do is become great at what you do, get the information, practice. Just like Melissa was saying, you've got to be patient. These things take time. And what you can do is present your work to industry professionals. And all you can do is hope that people will respect what you do, understand that what you are offering is far superior to people who are inexperienced or family members or people who've never done this before. And they will see that if they are advertising their company, that they will do much better. If they hire industry professionals, it will make their ads sound better, they will look better, and hopefully that will drive a lot more business. And for the small amount of money that they are saving in trying to bypass professionals, they will come to understand that they will really get their money's worth when they hire professionals. So one of the things that has been asked to me quite often is, what do you do in preparation for a go-see? And so let me take a little bit of time and talk about this. And so that everybody knows exactly what the go-see is, a go-see is an audition. And it's kind of funny in the industry. Actors are sent out on auditions. Models are sent on go-sees. They're really, essentially, they're the same thing. They call them go-sees because we go to either a photographer's studio or we go to a casting facility and we are seen. So it's called a go-see. And the way that you prepare for this and to give yourself your best chance of having success, it actually takes place way before you even step out and start heading over to the go-see. And it really begins when you get the phone call or the email from your agent. The very first thing you need to find out is, what is the date of the go-see? You might not be available. And if you are a full-time student, maybe you're in the middle of exams, it's a horrible time period. Maybe you have a full-time job and it simply is just an awful time at work because you've got so much going on. Maybe you're booked out, maybe you're on vacation, whatever it is. First find out what is the date of the go-see. Then, once you get that information, then the next question I would ask is, what is the shoot date? Because perhaps you're not available on the day of the shoot, and you don't want to put yourself or the agent's name out there and look really unprofessional and, you know, go to this go-see, and then all of a sudden you find out, oh, well, I'm really not available on the date, and you've gotten booked for this thing. It makes everybody look bad. So first you're going to ask, what is the shoot date? What is the day of the go-see? Certainly find out the location. I would also ask, and this is very important as well, what's the product? There are models, actors that I know who simply will not do ads for certain types of companies. There are some models who will not do ads for meat products. Perhaps they don't want to do anything that has to do with gambling. It's against their beliefs. Cigarettes. Maybe there are certain social things, political spots that they don't want to support. So you definitely want to ask your agent prior to accepting, prior to getting all the details, find out who this ad is for. And once again, your agent might not be thrilled that you are saying no to something, but still, you're much better off being upfront and telling your agent about this before you accept it. So the other thing that I would do next is, what are they looking for? So if the phone call came into me, I would be asking, what exactly is this person? They might say, you're a business person. Well, and then the next thing that I would do is I would try to make it more specific, because I want to know, is this a high-end business person? Is this somebody who's just going to be wearing casual clothes? I